Jordy, after looking at the film of last week, I mean, obviously, you know, we're going to talk about offense. What do you guys need to do as a unit to get this thing going back on track?
We just need to execute. I mean, there's opportunities out there. We didn't make the most of them. So the game's simple. As an execution standpoint, sometimes it's harder, but it comes down to us just executing. So that's it.
Aaron said it's about timing with the West Coast offense, and things can look so far off if the timing's just a little off. Is that why there's optimism that you can get it, because just a little fine-tuning fixes some stuff that looks glaring from the outside?
That and the guys in this locker room. I mean, we've done it before. We've had a lot of history together. We have confidence in one another. We won't ever panic over one game or anything like that. So we know we can do it. We've done it in the past, and it's just getting in that rhythm that we've had before.
Jordy, in the Lions secondary, what do you think point of safety and Story the corner? Are they pretty decent players?
Yeah, they're great players. Obviously, Slay got paid very well, I think, this offseason for it. He's made a lot of plays for him. I think Quinn has came in and been a very stable guy for them in the secondary. I think in the years past, before he got there, they had a lot of rotation through there. I think he's kind of been a solid guy for him to be back there and kind of just be a stability guy that, you know, year in and year out, they know what to expect from him. So they both can make plays. It'll be another good challenge, another division game for us that will be a battle and be close again.
What do home games mean to you, and do you realize that more when it's a month without a home game counting the preseason?
Home games are fun. I mean, it's an opportunity for us to obviously play in front of our crowd as an offense, take advantage of a quiet stadium and to where we can communicate. And obviously Aaron can use his snap count to our advantage. But we just get a little extra energy, and it's fun. It's fun to play at home, and, you know, you don't have to travel and all this other stuff that we have to do on the road. So it's just great to be here. And, I mean, obviously when you get to play in Lambeau Field, you need to enjoy each and every one of those.
Realizing that your focus is on the Lions, you have the next four at home plus a bye. So how important is this stretch?
Well, home games are important. Obviously, when you get them in a row, you'd like to get in a rhythm here and get some things going. But we want to win our home games each and every year. Obviously, we get a few of them in a row here. So if we win our home games, it gives us a strong opportunity to be in the playoffs. So that's where we need to start. And, you know, there's no better opportunity than having four of them in a row and perfect chance to, like I said, get in a rhythm and get this thing rolling.
Jordy, the refs pay a lot more attention to the pick plays and offensive pass interference. Is there anything you guys can do to work on getting more separation? Is there any type of drill to work on, or is it just timing and cutting and stuff?
I'm not too sure where you're going with that.
How do you get more separation when you're
by running routes? I mean, using our fundamentals. I mean, we don't run that many pick plays, so I don't think that's ever been an issue for us. You know, it's just being fundamentally sound, using our feet, using our quickness, using your hands, everything. It's a combination. So just being fundamentally sound and in our route running that, you know, we work on each and every day.
Jordy, you've had two games back now, missing all last year. I know it's really a small sample size, but do you feel like the player you were pre-injury?
I don't know. I mean, 2 years ago, I probably don't remember what I felt like. So, this Sunday was better than the week before. So, as long as that continues, I'll be excited. I felt really good out there in Minnesota. Running, I feel like I ran quite a bit and was able to. I never got too winded. The couple of times I did come out, it was mainly just because I was 50 yards downfield and would take me a while to get back to the line of scrimmage. So that was encouraging for myself, and I think that will just continue and to grow. And I want to be back to where I can play every snap possible that's out there and take advantage of those opportunities.
Do you think a big step is to catch one of those deep bombs, a shot play? I know you had so many at home 2 years ago before the injury.
Big step for?
For you and your confidence. I mean, getting hit, playing your first game, catching your first bomb, is that a step as well? To getting back to you?
Not really. I mean, those come when they come. I mean, it's hard to predict those. Obviously, like I said a couple years ago, I mean, again, we have to get somewhat lucky and fortunate because a lot of those depend on the defense that's called. We might have called them the first two games, and they just played a different defense than what we ideally want for those, and so we have to come back to them at another time. So, for whatever reason, a couple years ago, we were very fortunate and had everything timed up correctly and right on time, and the defense with the right play, and so that's how things happen sometimes. So it's part of it. I mean, we had – so I'm not sitting there waiting and won't say I'm back until I catch a deep one. So.
I know you've already played two games, but different emotions for you for this particular one since it's been so long since you played?
I don't know. It'll be interesting. Not honestly too worried about it. I don't think so, just because to me football is football. Obviously, being at Lambeau would be a different crowd and, you know, obviously being cheered for instead of against. But I don't think once I'm on the field there definitely won't be.
Jordy, is there anything collectively as a group of receivers that you guys need to do different or more to make things easier on Aaron?
No, I mean, we just need to do our job. That's what it comes down to. I think if all 11 of us on offense do our job, we'll be back to where we need to be. That'll allow us to get into a rhythm, allow us to build confidence, and allow us to move the ball.
Everyone expects so much from Aaron Rodgers. Do you feel like he's being unfairly criticized, especially after game that he had on Sunday?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not reading or listening to the stuff that's being said. So, but I know he has a very high standard for himself, and I don't think anyone will hold him higher than what he holds himself. I think that goes for a lot of guys in this locker room. It is a situation you put yourself in when you play as well as he has in the past. I mean, so people expect perfection from him. So, but, you know, I don't think he's worried about it, and I don't think anyone in here is worried about him.